Well, I think first and foremost it's Andy Reid. As I've looked at the tapes, and certainly Jeff Garcia deserves a lot of credit, he should get a lot of credit, but I really believe he's only had one quality football game, and that was against the Dallas Cowboys a week ago. Other than that, I think he's been serviceable and has filled in and done a terrific job. It is all about Andy Reid. And the one thing with Andy, he's very consistent. You know, he doesn't waver after you win five in a row or you lose five in a row, and I think that's why the football team has won five of the last six NFC East division titles, because of that consistency.
Because of that consistency. Let's get your take. Is there a chance the Giants can find a way to win this game?
I think there's always a chance that they can win it. I mean, you know, they beat up on the Eagles pretty badly in their first meeting this year. And I think you know, Jaws is giving, you know, Andy a lot of credit. And I think that, you know, sometimes coaches deserve some of the credit for putting players in the right position. But those guys out there on the field are the ones that are getting it done. I think the greatest thing that Andy Reid has done is that he's realized that he can't throw the ball 40 times a game and run the ball 20 times a game. And that's why Jeff Garcia has been so effective with this football team. But if they come out and they can't run the ball and they have to solely rely on Jeff Garcia without play action pass and the short rolls and his ability to move the pocket, you know, a couple of feet right or left, then the Giants certainly can win this football game.